The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Yay! Ratatatatata! Beep, beep, beep! I don't know any other sound effects for like
MC Rudy in the house! To-to-to-to-to-to-to!
And right. Henry's intro.
Hey, what's the deal? It's ya boy, Big H. Call him Mr. Henry.
EDM starts playing. Welcome back to Globally Local FM. Today's episode in Kingstown, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Well, that's a Monday morning start, huh? I like that
Hell
one.
Yeah.
We should keep this going. You know what? This is gonna be a unique thing for the Caribbean. Every time we're in the Caribbean, it's gonna be like yo, what is up?
I'd love to see you remember that.
I would love to see myself remember that.
All right, fair enough. Alrighty. I've got the beef of the week part two from 2 weeks ago, you know?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I discussed auto-adjusting brightness. Now I'll discuss the post office story. So, people, for context, I was expecting a laptop that I ordered online. I ordered it in late December. They said delivery the 31st. I was in Tasmania, and suddenly they say, hey, buddy, your laptop's coming now. So I deferred it to a post office. Now, unfortunately, the post offices here have this really funny little quirk where they're only open from 9 to 5 on every weekday and not on the weekends except for only select locations. And unfortunately, I did not divert to a weekend location, so basically I had to pick it up during the work week. Now, I work 8:30 to 4:30. I have 1 hour of commute approximately, so I basically cannot work within these windows, right? That's just the preface to the whole story. Now, here's where it gets beefy, for lack of a better term.
Ooh.
The post office has listed on their website, you can pick it up between 6 and 9 a.m., like packages, special pickup location. Location listed as front door. So, I arrived Friday a while ago. I was there at 7. I walk up to the front door. It's lights out. It's dark. Nothing there. I have a quick look around. I can't find it. Okay. I leave because it's like, okay, I guess they just have a mistake. So I called them later that day on their like helpline, like, hey, I couldn't find it. Is this still active or should I just like try to be there in opening times? They say, oh yeah, no, it's still there. I see it listed here as front door. I say, I know it's listed as front door. I couldn't find it at the front door. It was fucking dark. Do you have any idea where it is? They say, no, it's listed as the front door. I'm just like, okay. Whatever. So Monday, Saturday, I was there as well. Just because I was in the area, I wanted to have a quick look.
Yeah.
I still couldn't find it. Not that I could have gotten the package on Saturday anyway. But I come back on Monday. There's like a hatch in the nearby room. And I'm like, it doesn't say on it like packages though. It said something else. I forget what it was. I was like, okay, I'll give it a knock, you know. I was like, hey, is anybody there? Then someone else comes in. I start feeling like I'm a fucking thief. Even though I'm there on legitimate business, so I just leave.
Oh my god.
So I left. But I will say, nobody responded to the knock. I left. Okay. At this point, I like told my manager, hey, I'll just be late because I have to pick up this package. And they're like, yeah, no worries. So I go back Tuesday morning, opening times, 9 o'clock. Two people are in front of me. One woman with a fucking baby who's trying to get their identity renewed. So that takes forever. And the other guy had like two full bags of packages that he's all getting mailed. So basically, I'm standing there waiting half an hour before it's finally my turn. I get my turn. I get my package. I'm like, hey, by the way, where's this package hatch? Because I was here 2 days and I couldn't find it. And they were like, oh yeah, it's that hatch in the side room. If you just knock on it, someone will open it up. And they said this like, I didn't do it justice here, but they said this in such a condescending tone. So I was just like, I'm not going to argue. I was like, oh really? Thanks. Bye. I was really pissed off after that. I was like, yeah, I fucking know. They could have opened that hatch, you know. But, yeah, no, I'm the idiot. I also wouldn't list this as hatch in the side room on the website. No, I would say front door where it's clearly dark and nobody there.
Oh my god, that's yeah, you know what? I gotta love those services that everybody uses all the time, and when, you know, they don't have their shit together.
It's honestly so much better organized in the Netherlands than here, I think. Packages, so much better. But, you know, you have to work with what you have.
Or what you don't have, in this case, organization. Or clear directions.
Go.
Or nice attitude. Or normal working hours.
Yep. I mean, I've
or your laptop for the better part of what, a week, 2 weeks?
I mean, I ended up getting it that Tuesday at the, I think that was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. So we're all set now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah,
but it was just a bit of a frustrating
except
process.
Except adjusting brightness.
Yeah, okay. The adjusting brightness is a like frustration, but it feels very good to finally play games at like a really good frame rate. It's just,
yeah.
I've never had it, and it's really cool to have it now, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And I'm looking forward to getting into some single player games that I had put aside because my computer sucked.
You know what? I'm happy for you, King. Everybody should enjoy those once in a while. I think, though, it is time for us. You didn't stop me. Okay,
to I'll list the St. Vincent and the Grenadines facts. That's right, Rudy. I've got the fact list right here. All right, people. St. Vincent and the Grenadines. What do we know? It's a small Caribbean nation. It consists mainly of island St. Vincent. And the island chain's called, Rudy?
The Grenadines!
Great job. It's a former British colony. And about 80% of the population live on the main island, St. Vincent, and the rest on the Grenadines. But yeah, it's basically just a small Caribbean nation. Pretty cool. They play cricket. Rudy loves cricket. I do too. Just felt the need to mention that.
I will spit on you next time I see you.
I think you already said that on a previous episode.
Then I'll fart on you next time I see you as well.
All right. I'd prefer a double spit over that. Anyway.
Okay, I think it's time for us to go to the news.
Can I start?
Go ahead.
Okay, I have written here, disclaimer, I avoided cricket-based news because I respect Rudy. So,
aww,
just want you to know that, Rudy. This could have been worse.
Oh my god. How bad will this be now?
St. Vincent to launch aerial mapping project to improve land transactions.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds as dry as it is. It's St. Vincent is launching an aerial mapping project. So basically, they're having like drones and shit scan the land so that they can more accurately map out the country. And also with that comes, of course, the land and the ownership boundaries. Because the goal is to clear up any like land ownership disputes where people say, oh, I own this section of land when they don't.
Why? How many people still do that?
The mapping? Or the disputes?
No. The deal where it's like, because I, you know what? I just realized it's not an interesting topic. Moving on.
Really?
Listen, our fans are brutal. They're brutal, Henry. All they need is constant action, constant energy. Right now, they're listening to us and judging us. This, every episode we do is a fight against them, and we stay winning, King. Winning.
Okay, that's a very poor way to see audience interaction. I will say, not directly related to this, of course, but anecdotally, in the south of Melbourne, like in the like beach area, like the very rich beach area, there's a guy who, like a very rich guy, who had like a parcel of land, and he just said, "Fuck it. I'm going to move my fence 2 meters over into this neighboring property, because what are they going to do about it?" So
really?
There's a land dispute. Yeah.
Dick.
Yes.
Okay, great. Anyways, mapping you your article?
Yeah, that was it. Well, if you're not going to engage, then it's up
oh,
to you.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
There's more. Sorry.
I thought mapping, sorry. People, I think mapping is pretty interesting, and I think Rudy's a bit of a grump for not engaging with
I think mapping is interesting, especially if you create your own maps for a fantasy world. Hey, that's a reference for D&D. Hey!
Nice. I'm going to tear your article down as well, Rudy. Let's hear it.
The Circle of Scams. You love
Boo.
Scams.
Actually, that's pretty cool.
A Largo Heitman is slated to return to Kurt on Tuesday. In connection with a charge that he stole tires valued at, what does EC stand for?
You asked the wrong guy.
Oh, I thought you would know. It's the EC dollar, which is the, I guess, C stands for Caribbean. E, I don't know, whatever.
European.
Like, European Caribbean dollar, $64,400 of it, which is approximately, I did look it up, $24,000 American dollars, right? From Star Garage LTD. Leon Jacobs, a 24-year-old storeroom clerk, so my age, is alleged to have stolen 161 Hankook tires from the company's storeroom in Kingstown between January 9th and 14th. So TLDR, okay. In about 5 days, he somehow smuggled out 161 whole tires.
How did nobody notice that? I feel like that's like a massive storeroom full of tires.
Literally. He pleaded not guilty to the charge when he appeared before Senior Magistrate Coyne John at the Senior Offenses Court on Monday. John granted a, in American dollars equivalent, $1,850 bail with one surety and ordered Jacobs to report to the Central Police Station once per week. My question exactly. How does a heist like this happen? So you have, 5 days? You're smuggling out approximately 24,000 American dollars in tires. 161 tires. How do you do it in 5 days so nobody notices it?
I don't know how you can do it. The only way I can see this happening is the business being closed temporarily for like a week. And you actually being able to just like drive there with the truck. And do, like, multiple pickups. Like, there's literally no other way to do it. Like, if that's an active shop, like, what are you doing?
Or you do the Looney Tunes scheme, where... I assume this is a car shop, right? So,
yes,
they roll tires around... they roll tires around all the time. So, every time you roll out one tire... to like change in a car or whatever, who needs it, you secretly put another tire behind it. So it looks like you're rolling the same tire, right? Now, if you get like, look, from a perspective of the side, it looks like it's just one tire, right?
Right.
Now you stack a line like that of five tires and you just roll it forward to the point where suddenly your first tire stops because you're by the car. The rest of the four, the line just keeps going. Right off to the edge in your stockpile of tires, which is right in the ditch where nobody looks.
Right.
And there the ditch, they fall down and start rolling downhill where precisely you have calculated that they're going to fall into your backyard into a pile of tires that you've been collecting.
But I will say, seemingly from the sounds of it, he pleaded not guilty and got away with it? Or not?
Well, okay, so... he did damage that approximated to, losses of 24,000 American dollars, right?
Right.
He paid bail, not even $2,000, and has to show up at the Central Police Station once per week, and they let him go.
So he did get away. He fucking made a profit of 22K, basically.
Yes.
All right. Well, hell yeah.
If he sold them, I don't. It doesn't state if he sold them or did he get that like money. But
or he's just sitting on a fuck ton of tires for whenever he has a flat one. He's just ready to change tires for the rest of his life.
Maybe, you know, some people maybe find it as a hobby. I don't know.
Oh, good on him. I like that.
Look at Guido and Luigi from Cars. Those guys like changing tires.
Yeah, but they are also a literal car in a car world. So.
Pit stop. Bzz, 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 bzz,
bzz. You know, that reminds me. We never watched Cars 2 at movie night. Missed opportunity.
Yeah, I'm still sad about it.
Yeah, instead we had to fucking watch Harry Potter. Yuck.
When did we watch Harry Potter in the movie night? We never did.
Yes, we did. It was,
no, we did
it
not.
It was the one where the guy is a fucking animal. And he transforms back.
We did
where they have like
to
this
watch...
time traveling part. Yes, we did. You were there.
Oh, 100%. Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, that's
no,
it.
No, but when did I watch it with you?
At movie night.
What? Okay, you know what traumatized me? Fight Club, because maybe it was around that time, because all I remember from those times is freaking watching Fight Club and thinking like, yeah, this is the straightest movie I've ever seen.
Honestly, I like Fight Club a lot. That was good.
Well, that just proves the point.
I also said this before a while ago, but I don't think I've ever said it to like a wider audience. I watched The Butterfly Effect, the movie. I thought it was a very movie night-esque thing to watch. People, if you're listening, if you've ever seen The Butterfly Effect, please send a message to Rudy and have him relay it to me, because I need at least one person to be with me on this. And so far, it's been a no from everyone, as in no, they have not seen it.
Okay. I'll try to watch it, maybe.
No. Wait until I'm back. I want to see you watch it.
Oh, what the hell? Okay. No, I recently rewatched the Monsters University and Monster Inc. And I actually liked it a lot. It's really good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like that for you. Not much more to say, except for happy for you.
Yeah, good. Okay, next article.
Local tourist attraction Fort Duvernet is closed for being hazardous to visitors. It's basically a small rock island with a staircase leading to the top, where the fort is located. Pretty rad thing to visit, I have in my notes. The government did not specify why the tourist attraction is closed, outside of stating that it's dangerous to visit. And they suggest to avoid unauthorized tours. But if you really want to stick it to the government, it's only a 600-meter swim away, so I say go for it.
Well, 600 meters is actually swimmable.
Yeah.
Like, it's far, but it is swimmable.
You're probably going to want to at least be a little bit trained up in swimming.
Because it's waves. It's big waves. That's the big part, probably. That's the big problem there.
Yeah, and then when, like, the shark comes and fucking eats your ass, literally.
You know sharks don't really do that.
Yeah, they eat your legs. You're right.
No, that's just a myth. Like, they don't really just do that, period. Unless you're, like, literally, like, swimming out there, bleeding your lungs out or something. Maybe then.
All I'm saying is I'm hearing a lot of shark attacks reported from West Australia. So you tell me if sharks do or don't do that. Unless you're suggesting that they're all taunting sharks with, like, having ground beef in their swimwear.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough then.
Listen, I don't know what Australians pack, but maybe ground beef is it. How many? Out of curiosity, how many shark attacks? Like, I don't know, tell me a number.
I don't have any numbers. I just know that there's a lot
of... Oh, you just made it up?
No.
Wow. Misinformation. Okay, moving on.
Okay, sorry. Just because I don't have the exact numbers on everything
it's
true.
Okay. I see you fabricating these other things. Like, can I just say, people, when I say things on this podcast, I say the facts.
So
Henry over here, misinformation. Look at sharks. They're just sea doggos. Look at them. They're just cute. They're always smiling.
The only cute sharks are found in tourist areas where you're like...
No.
The whole thing is, we're going to dive with the sharks.
Listen,
and these sharks are so tuned in on that.
The only thing you judge a great white by is the fact that... Okay, listen to this. Would you also say that I'm a bad person that will attack you just because my teeth are all jagged and like in three rows?
Yes.
You know what's fair, because humans shouldn't have that. But a shark should have that. And for that, it's beautiful.
All right, whatever.
Also, cool fact right here. Sharks existed before trees on Earth. So that's cool.
So how did they survive?
They have survived all the... I think they survived... What was it? There's been... I might lie about this and I'll admit it, but I think there were 6 great sort of like mass extinction events on Earth since it like formed as a planet.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your editor speaking. Now, Rudy here is a slimy little liar. There have been 5 mass extinction events, which makes sharks 20% less cool.
And sharks have survived 4 or 5 of those. So before land oxidized enough for trees to grow here, like oxygen levels stabilized and stuff like that, sharks were already swimming in the primordial oceans. So they just evolved into, like, those creatures just evolved into sharks, and they stayed like that. Like, okay, diversion between, like, species, but sharks stayed as sharks for the, like, this is one of the oldest ever species that is that complex.
They're playing the long con, don't you see? They're going to fucking dominate the world long after we're gone, and they're going to fucking spit on your grave.
They've been dominating. Already. Look at the Greenland sharks. They're just walking libraries. Not walking. Hopefully not walking. They're swimming, but...
All right, ready? Next article?
I think it's time for the ad, actually.
Okay, that sounds like a cop-out, but I'm here for it. Let's go. Peace and quiet. No need to raise your voice. It is the way to live and a way of living. Yet sometimes people take issue with living quietly. It is all too common to be chilling out, only for some rat coward to come and say, "Wow, the tone of your voice does not match the message you're trying to convey." I am here to tell you, you do not need to take that shit from anyone. People, look anyone who treats you like this in the eye, get up real close and personal with their ears and whisper, "You can't tell me what to do. You don't scare me. I'll whisper to the whole wide world, and I don't care if no one understands a thing that I say." Rat cowards, we know you're out there. You might even be listening this very second. You might be looking me in the fucking eyes as we speak. We're coming for you, and there's no escaping. Consider this to be a PSA for you to change your ways.
I won't. Thank you very much. Also, where's the ad in the ad?
It was said at the end. It was a PSA, you know. Change your ways.
I don't need PSAs. I need ads. And I need you to scream that at me.
Listen here, rat coward.
He was so ready to scream. You guys didn't see the camera, but he was so ready to.
I'm gonna make a silent resistant to your kind, Rudy. I'm just gonna sit here and not say anything, and that'll speak volumes.
I would like more ads in the ads from now on, please, my dear colleague. Yeah, that's the feedback I have for now, and I'm gonna air it.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going non-profit. I hate to say it, I really do.
I'm going non-profit.
Money, but from now on, we got no ads, we're non-profit only.
Okay, fair enough. I think, though, you do have to fulfill a promise of doing the next segment.
Sorry, this is just me slowly scrolling to my segment. Oh, yeah, shit. Actually, I forgot to preface this. This is my local business, plus also keeping an eye out in one, because it was way too long to do separately.
Wow. Okay.
So, Rudy, would you like to do your local business first, or are you happy for to wait
until
the actual...
Sure, I can do a local business now, but okay, yeah, let's see.
Hey, we're shaking it up, Rudy, hey?
No. Okay, local business. Now, listen here. I genuinely wanted to give you something that sounded cool. Hear this. Port Charlotte Arched Bridge. Doesn't that sound cool? Like,
yes.
Straight out of a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, right, Henry? Because you've definitely seen those.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. Sounds exactly like what Jack Sparrow would say.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I looked at the pictures. Lads, if you are going to put this pin on Google Maps as a tourist destination, at the very least, try to make it look good. I have seen a second-year Bachelor of Architecture students build better-looking bridges out of matchsticks than this pile of rocks. So...
Fucked
come
up
on.
World.
Like, genuinely, my local business for this week is do better. Do better. If you want, because the second article that I didn't get to read was all about tourism, and they have increased tourism, but this article was kind of sad because they are basically sucking the toes of American company Sandals?
Yes.
Yes, and they're basically like saying that this, like, Sandals built one resort in St. Vincent and Grenadines, like, literally one, and it, like, the tourism just boomed by an increase of like twice, blah, 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 because of it and blah, blah. But point being, it's a story of capitalism sort of like taking advantage of this country. And right. The country having nothing else to say except, of course, oh, thank you so much for bringing these, you know, like people to our blah, blah, and boosting our economy. But in reality, they're just kind of just now holding them chokehold on this.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. I think, I forget where it was, either Jamaica or the Bahamas, where there was this, like, the locals have lost access to the beach because they built these, like, massive resorts there, and now they can't actually go, like, do fishing anymore.
Yeah.
It's that kind of story. Well, that's just the way it is, I guess. All right, on to my local business plus keeping an eye out. All right, people, this is a bit of an adventure and a non-traditional way to do this segment, but stay with me, all right? So, this one will take a bit of time, but I promise you it will be worth it. So, step one is to go to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, of course, and enroll into Bishop's College, a theology school in the center of Kingstown. Now, make sure to see through your entire degree. I think it's a couple years, and then you become a preacher at a local church of your choice. The next step is a bit vague, but you're going to have to make a miracle happen. So, not sure what you have in mind, anything good enough to make people be impressed, which will make the Pope take notice as well. My suggestion, eat like 100 hot dogs in an hour. That's pretty impressive. I dare say that's pretty miraculous. Next step is to go to the St. Vincent Registry Office on Halifax Street and legally change your name to Vincent's. Now, this is very important. Now, two steps left in this adventure. Don't be disheartened. It's going to be a fun ending. Next up, Rudy, and I know you're going to love this, is you need to look for a cocktail bar and order lots of drinks with grenadine in it.
I see where this is going, I think.
Yes, you do. You need to drink so much that you become known for consuming drinks based on grenadine. And the final step is to hopefully die from alcohol poisoning. Now, you just wait until the Pope recognizes you for your incredible skill of eating hot dogs, and boom, you have just become St. Vincent and the Grenadine. And all it took was several years and you dying.
Wow, what a journey.
Yay. I think that's well worth it.
You know what? Fair.
Think about it this way, Rudy. That's probably going to take you at least like 10 years. Think of how much cricket you could watch in the meantime.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come for you to smirk and sneer at me once again, but just so you know, I know that secretly you all know that it's only me who provides the most unbiased, the truthful, the hidden criteria that nobody talks about when it comes to truly going local. Do you like matching colors? Complementing aesthetics?
Yes.
Perhaps even elegant tonal shifts? Well, you're out of luck. Because in Kingstown, everyone outdoes their neighbors by buying the brightest paint buckets they can and just slamming their houses up and down until their house is the sore spot of the block. Except they are all like that. So, if you like, you know, composition of colors, not the place for you. Do you like wearing fedoras? Or are you a toupee user, perhaps? Or God forbid, you like to walk around with sunblock umbrellas? Because this ain't it, chief. This is the battle crown where wind itself is born, and he ain't got no time for your loosey asphyxiated personal belongings or pride, so either nail him down or into the sea they go and kill some turtles. Incline. Decline. Recline. If that's your kind of line, hop in your Range Rover and up and down the island hills you go, because there is not a single street that starts at the same height it ends. Why pay for roller coasters when you can pay for gas? So if you think you tick all of the above, then St. Vincent and Grenadines welcome you in their capital city of Kingstown.
Pretty good. I mean, I think the colorful houses are a Caribbean charm, but I guess you're not so happy with them?
I am just bringing it to the masses as an attention, you know? I am impartial. As I said, I'm biased to these things. I have no opinion. I just want the people who do have an opinion.
Like you. That doesn't sound like you.
Opinions and me don't really go in the same sentence, do they?
Yeah, because all you say is facts. Is that what you're saying?
Local radio.
Nice.
For all the bad things, for all the fun I had, and for my debauchery, I shall now redeem myself and recommend you to listen to Christ-like radio at 88.1 FM.
Very good.
Definitely not because I did not have time to look up any other radios, and this was the first to come up.
Well, I have something similar. My choice is Gem Radio. That's with a J, though, people, so don't get it mixed up. Your one-stop shop for hit Christian songs that even Shazam couldn't recognize, like Mary, Did You Know? A random a cappella song where they sing a lot of dum-dum-dums and la-la-las. And Jesus, just the mention of your precious mane. If you're looking to get some real obscure Christian songs in your ears, then this is the right one for you people.
Let's go. So, everybody calm down. Relax a bit.
I'm calm.
Thank you very much for listening to Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tomo Huza. Please go check out our colleague on twitch.tv, Colossal Pengu. You can find me for some feedback at 000RUDYS000, 3 zeros, Rudis, 3 zeros on Instagram. You can find Henry
in a temple in Nepal after being this calm.
Exactly. We will see you next time in
Singapore. In Singapore.
And now that this moment is over, ratatata, Grenadines on St. Vincent! Bustling
out! Stay tuned,
everybody.
Big announcement coming on Rudy's Instagram next week, so stay tuned, all right? This is
exactly. MC out.